So thank you, Milice. So this was the last presentation in this session. So we have started from the onboarding, service onboarding procedures via services from pre-production environment or EOS Core, and we end up with the repository onboarding. So if you have any question, please.
Thanks for those very interesting talks. My question is, if we have a repository which is not yet onboarded, what can we do? What should we do?
So I guess that this is a question for Milica.
Yes. So first of all, register your repository with OpenDoor. It's done already. So then go to the OpenAir provide service and test your repository there to see whether it is compliant with OpenAir. Check whether your repository has policies. So you can use REPL. You might have policies, but you can use REPL to test it and to see which policies you are missing and write these policies. You can use REPL. You can see the examples from the that have already been onboarded to create these policies. You need also to have some terms of service for your repository, but this can also be covered by the policies. And then you can actually register with Agora, mm-hmm, as a project partner, and you can just fill out the form. Even if you don't have, if you don't meet all the requirements, you will be able to fill out the form. And then you will get some feedback from the team suggesting what is missing. So for the first part, onboarding as a service is a bit easier because the requirements are not that technical. You need to have up and running repository and you need to have policies. But if you want to deliver your data to OpenAir, you have to do the testing in OpenAir and to achieve OpenAir compliance to meet the requirements of OpenAir. But you can always register your repository as a service and then do what is required to achieve OpenAir compliance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Milica. Any other question? Okay, if there are no, then I have to ask a question. Yeah. So I have a question regarding the, for example, pre-production environment. Is something missing from pre-production environment? Do we expect some new services, or it is done, it's completed?
Well, I believe that we can expect enhancements of the services in the pre-production environment. I believe that we are quite complete. As Temis showed a nice graph that was matching this offer on the core and the matching need for services. Maybe there was the last line that was missing, the order management actually, but the order management I suppose will be. Our services are somehow more focused on the community around here. We might start thinking about this kind of management, but as far as we see it right now, I think that we can only enhance the services, add more probes for monitoring, add some automation to the accounting, etc., and maybe eventually think about this order management.
Thank you, Anastas. So, and maybe Temis know the answer. So I know that previously we talked a lot about central PID services, so I know that there are a lot of local PID services in this architecture of the EOS. So is there any plan to develop some central PID service, or it is not necessary? So,
When are you referring to PIDs, they are not local. They are always... anyone can resolve. There are resolvables, uh-huh, from anyone. There are going to be some new ideas, new services, not in EOS in general, from what I know, that you can use as a meta resolver. One point where you can resolve different types of persistent identifiers. That's something that is going to be in the next few years, and. Another thing will be that there's going to be a new service where you can create types of persistent identifiers, and you can see if you are you follow these types of persistent identifiers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Temis. Do we have any question from public? Yeah?
Actually, I have an announcement.
So then just one last question for Milica. So regarding the repository certification, as far as I know, now it is done by private companies and it is a little bit expensive, yeah? So can it be somehow organized at national level or, I don't know, project level, things like that?
This is a difficult topic. The Core Trust Seal is not a private company, not for profit company. The only thing you pay is 1,000 euros actually for the reviewers who are working. The certification itself doesn't cost much. For me, after, I will be truly honest, after this exercise with, if I had known what it involved, I would have thought twice before going into this. Repository certification is something that is actually, for me, that should be reconsidered and should be revised, because the concept of certification was actually developed by some communities many decades ago, and we need actually to adjust the language that certification schemes are using to something that we can understand, or we can invest a bit more in capacity building. New Core Trust Seal requirements have been announced today or these days. And there is a new development, a network of certified FAIR enabling repositories, European, at a European level, is being developed. And we can expect some progress there to be made. So I don't think that certification at the national level is needed or sustainable. I believe that repositories should be certified according to some international standards, especially in small communities. We should keep an eye on the developments in this area, and we should try to. My problem in this effort was that actually I didn't have in the team the people who could understand the requirements, and that's why we needed support, and that's why it take a bit, 1 year and even more, to prepare this. So this is a bit tricky. We should develop the capacity, and we should try to understand the requirements. We should probably try to somehow improve these requirements, to adjust them to technological developments. But I don't think that the national level would be sustainable.
Okay, and the very last question.
It's a comment. Mm-hmm.
So it's a comment, and I disagree with this, because we in Hungary, we have a national repository certification system. It is organized by our library, but there is a certification board consisting respected members of different Hungarian repositories, and we have dozens of Hungarian repositories already certified. And the reason for it, partly, you might say that 1,000 euros is not very much, but there are lots of repositories in Hungary and probably in the region which could not afford even 1,000 euros, especially if they need to repeat the certification in every series. Secondly, we found it very important, this kind of supporting the process. So with this Hungarian system, we not only provide a certificate, but we try to support repositories and helping them to meet those criteria we have. It, of course, our criteria is in many extent quite similar to core trust seal, but there are differences as well, which also might be necessary for certain regions or certain countries. So in my opinion, it could be considered that local, regional, or national certification services could be created. We actually run one.
Thanks a lot. So if there are no more questions, let's thank our speakers once again. And thank you for your attention.